Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, our guest is Santo Tercivia with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. A lot of people may not know that you are actually the source of a lot of the statistical information that we use at Floor Focus Magazine and on this website. I'm glad to have you on the show with us. Every year, you do a new and exhaustive examination of the flooring industry, and you publish the U.S. Floor Report. And I think you've just come out with a new one. Why don't you tell us real quick what that is?
Sure, I'll be happy to, Kemp. Well, first, the Floor Report is published in collaboration with Floor Focus Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, it's 5 years of history and 5 years of forecast, units and dollar sales by market segment for each product segment. We forecast also sales by retail channel and wholesale channel. We analyze brand sales and market share in the report. We evaluate retail, wholesale, and manufacturer strategies and trends. We detail styling and purchase trends, advertising expenditures, cost structures, much, much more. We feel it's the most comprehensive evaluation of the U.S. flooring industry. And it uses a lot of our own proprietary research, which contain facts and insights that's not found anywhere else in the industry.
All right. It's a combination. Since, you know, we work on it together, it's a combination of the data you're able to get from the government along with our primary research and a lot of the different interviews we have with the various suppliers. So
that's correct. And we do some proprietary research of our own, which is incorporated into it as well.
So, you know, a 10-year view, I guess the toughest part is that 5-year forward-looking view, because there's a lot of factors that can affect what's going to happen down the road.
Yeah, most certainly. And right now, I got to tell you, my background, I have a degree in economics, and it hasn't helped me a lot right now.
Yeah.
Because these are really uncertain, uncharted waters we're in.
Right.
I haven't seen anything near like this in my over 30 years in the industry.
So as you look at the overall economic forecast, what are some of the highlights of this new version?
Well, the bottom line is, we are probably at the trough of the downturn that we've all experienced. I think we're going to be here a little bit through the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start to creep up at the end of the year, but we won't see any real recovery, I'm sorry to say, until 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And the first place we're going to see it is in residential remodeling.
Right. So we'll see a little uptick this fall in residential replacement, hopefully if the stock market continues to do okay. Obviously, it's had a little downward blip here recently.
That's true. And I totally agree. I just saw somewhere Bob Shaw had mentioned that carpet leads a recovery. He's absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
Carpet does lead the recovery, as along with the stock market. Those are two general leading indicators for economic recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Although the stock market has predicted, you know, 5 of the last 3 recoveries, it still is a fair indicator of when things have turned around.
Many experts say it's like a 6-month preview of what's coming, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so what are some of the trends that you see amongst in the product categories?
Well, amongst the product categories, I think, one word sums it up, tile. You've got luxury vinyl tile has held up well.
Mm-hmm.
Carpet tile has done extremely well. Ceramic tile has held up. Relatively speaking, okay. LVT has been eating away at the low end of the laminate market.
Mm-hmm.
Carpet tile has done much better than roll goods in commercial.
Yeah.
And ceramic tile is displacing resilient sheet, carpet, and everything that it comes up against, and has fallen off less than, and will come back, I think, a little bit sooner than the other product categories. The other area that's held up has been mats, to a lesser extent, area rugs. I see the mat business firsthand, being on the board of a local mat company, Entrance Incorporated,
mm-hmm.
commercial corporate logo mats. Their business has been flat in this downturn, which says a lot for that business.
And so it's been flat in a down market. And actually, if you put mats, especially in a commercial setting, if you put mats in, it actually helps the life of the interior flooring. It makes it last longer, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It cuts down on maintenance costs. It traps dirt and other particulates that are going to come into the building and cause wear and tear. and generalized maintenance expense.
Well, as we look at this U.S. floor report that you've just come out with, what does it say about the competition within the channels?
Well, traditionally, and still is the case, flooring stores and home centers, you know, have been the two channels that have been going to war with each other. And to use the continue that military analogy, we're out of the war of maneuver and we're now into the trenches. And gains are going to be eked out very grudgingly. I'm anxious to see the results for the home centers with the 2007 census. That's kind of the scorecard on this whole thing. And to see whether the home centers have gained and to what degree, I believe they have, and to what degree that they have gained.
So you think in this down economy that when, as the consumer is looking for value, they have, even though they know they're not going to get much service, value is one of the key things they're looking for, they're spending more time at the home centers and perhaps foregoing some of the service that they know they're going to get if they buy from an independent retailer.
Yeah, that's true to some extent. The downside is the home centers are great at cash and carry business. If there's an installation associated with the sale, forget it. They're not that good at all. And that's where the flooring specialty stores have an advantage. And within that, the smaller stores have an economic advantage over the larger stores. If you examine the finances of smaller stores, they have better productivity rates and overall profitability than larger stores have. And that's why you haven't seen consolidation in the flooring store channel like you have in the home center channel. Lowe's and Home Depot have much better financial ratios and performance than smaller home centers and have dominated and driven out and consolidated that part of the channel. On the flooring store side, that hasn't been the case. In general, though, retailers, I feel, and I see data that supports this, are winning the war for channel dominance. I look at who's able to raise prices faster. And by a factor of 2.5, 2.5 times stronger, retail stores have increased their prices faster than manufacturers.
Well, that's good to hear.
So if you look at the producer price index for floor covering at retail and compare it to that which manufacturers have been able to raise their prices, by and large, the retailers are winning that fight and have been for the last 10 years.
Well, let me ask you, one of the things that we hear out there is that at the end of this recession, there are going to be fewer independent flooring retailers. What's your take on that?
I totally agree. The Census of Retail Trade for floor covering stores is in, and the figures in 2002 were 15,290 flooring specialty stores in the United States. That's dropped in 07 to 14,349. So we lost, you know, just about 900 dealers over those 5 years.
And that just takes us to 2007. If you were to project what it is today, what would you think it would be?
Oh, it's less than 14,000.
Well, some of the strategic experts are saying that at the end of this recovery, as we look at the new landscape when it starts to recover, that some things won't be as they were, that the business will be different. Do you see, as you look at your floor report and your forecasting, do you see any huge landscape changes in the flooring market?
I see landscape changes. I mean, you can argue whether they're huge or not. I mean, the floor and decor outlets are starting to make inroads and giving some power to a large format store. Lumber Liquidators, totally different model. Where the actual retailer is also a manufacturer, importer, and a retailer. These new retail models are getting traction, and they're going to change the way the industry goes to market. The other area, which I think is totally up in the air, is the Internet. Now, in the floor report, we track the size of the Internet market relative to floor covering retailers and manufacturers, and what's going on there. And that's so new, it's difficult to see what direction that's going to end up going or how many directions it's going to end up going. But it's got to change the way the market sees itself. Already we have one carpet firm that just introduced itself to the United States, and it's totally being sold on the internet.
Are you talking about white space?
Yeah, I mean, that's totally an internet carpet firm. Now, whether they succeed just on the internet or have to expand, or you know, or whether the model fails, they're doing it, and it remains to be seen whether it carries through.
Yeah, white space could be a whole other interview in itself. And actually, we did an interview with Ken Dempsey last week. That is a internet model for promotion, but not for e-commerce. They are going to sell through traditional channels. I mean, they offer a price on the internet, but they recommend that the designer specify the product, and then they continue to promote that the goods will move through the traditional contract dealer.
Right, but they're using the internet like no one has, to the degree that no one has in the past, and that's just one aspect that's changing, and, you know, we'll see whether people try to get deeper into that or not, or use the internet in a different way, or
on the residential side of the market, it'd be interesting to see how much of flooring is actually being sold through the internet in a traditional e-commerce direct to the consumer.
I think if you look at Lumber Liquidators, I gotta believe, based on the research we've done with the internet, like the internet statistics I talked about, they're doing, you know, a fair percentage of their business through the internet, not just through their retail stores.
Now, how's that product being installed?
Well, they have installers around the country, or it's up to you.
Yeah.
You know, cash and carry, I mean, the home centers will also recommend installers, but in the end, it's up to you. Phone book is, and the internet are full of people who are out there advertising to do installation.
All right, Santo, we're about to run out of time. We could probably pick this up and should pick this up again, because I think there's other topics we could talk about. We could talk about the health of distribution and some of these other areas, and we should probably do another interview soon now that this floor report is out. Those that are interested in purchasing or hearing more about the U.S. Floor Report can actually either contact you or Floor Focus.
Absolutely.
I've been talking to Santo Torcivia with Market Insights Torcivia, the author of the U.S. Floor Report, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.